All right, welcome to week 16 of the Helped podcast. And here's Matt with announcements.
All right, first, big shout out to Helpster Alex. Alex was the first Helpster to achieve a Palo Alto certification. We had a client expand their offering into Palo Alto. And as always, we're looking to expand our skill set. So thank you, Alex, for leading the charge on that one.
Great job.
Other big announcement, David is back from NRF. So, David, I know the important thing. What was the best tchotchke you got at NRF?
Whew. I would actually have to say that the best thing that was being handed out were beanies. It was freezing. I think we landed and it was like 30, 31 degrees. Nuts.
Glad I didn't leave Southern California.
It was actually so cold that we were walking around and like my legs were burning because I had jeans on.
I don't understand. Do you want to explain that? Your legs were on fire? I thought it was cold.
No. It was cold, but it was so cold that like it was burning. Like by the end of the night, I threw in the towel and I had to go find something to put on, like maybe under my pants. And only place that was open at the time was a CVS. So I ended up with some very nice fleece-lined leggings.
CVS sold men's fleece-lined leggings?
They sold fleece-lined leggings.
We'll call them unisex.
Yeah, perfect. They did make everything look really nice.
All right. So other than the cold, tell me some good things about NRF.
Well, you know, I think that one of the first things that really stood out was that, you know, everything was all in one place. The Javits Center is massive. It's a really amazing building. And all of the exhibitors were all in that building. Big difference from CES. You know, CES had multiple buildings, multiple places to be. And I think that kind of like spread things out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, CES had a ton of exhibitors, ton of attendees, mm-hmm. and I think they were really up our alley. I mean, consumer electronics really fits with mm-hmm. the support services that we offer. Now, NRF stands for the National Retail Federation.
Yeah.
Does NRF, do the attendees that you found there fit, you know, the need for help?
You know, one of the things that I always say is that everybody needs help. They just don't know how much they need it. You know, with NRF, we had a lot of folks there that were, you know, maybe providing services to some other companies. And, you know, they received calls on behalf of the services that they were providing. You know, and we can come in and support that.
What sort of services are you talking about? Do you have any examples?
You know, there was one company that was doing, you know, IT, telecom support, you know, kind of that MSP model. Restaurants, shops, people like that. They, you know, they use the internet just like we do.
All right. And so who else did you meet at NRF?
Ooh. So one of my favorite ones was actually a manufacturer. Somebody that was selling, you know, direct into grocery stores, actually. They had these little measuring devices like temperature and you know, produce checkers and stuff like that. You know, that was Wi-Fi connected. That was Bluetooth connected. That was something that could, you know, present a technical issue that, you know, people are going to call about. And last thing you want is a call at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, my avocados are too cold.
Yeah, I think that really is the number one need for our services is that connectivity. Everything is smart, connected, et cetera. No matter what the device is, it needs to interface with other devices, other services. And I think that's always the challenge, especially for less technical people. Whether you're pairing on Bluetooth, finding Wi-Fi on something that maybe doesn't have a screen like your phone where it's pretty easy to navigate to that Wi-Fi connection. You know, I think those connectivity services are really things that drive customers batty. I mean, somebody gets a new device, they want to connect it, they're struggling with it, they need the help, they need that smooth experience to make everything work right away. And I think that's where there's a lot of demand for help, is making sure those customers get that support that they need.
When you said pairing, in my mind, I visualized it as P-E-A-R, pair, because of the produce.
I mean, we could be pairing some pears with a big sharp knife and inserting a Bluetooth chip so that we can pair the pears, the paired pears to our phones.
Hey, remember, you're the one that says one time on these things, so I guess we're not editing that out.
Absolutely. I mean, that was a diamond right there. I mean, diamond. And people are going to listen to this episode and say, wow, that is the most profound thing I've ever heard.
All right, so let's get back to this idea. I mean, the question is there, and I think you hit it on the head. Like, you know, anytime that there's somebody that that is calling one of our clients for any level of technical support, you know, it's up to the client to provide the customer experience to their customers, the extraordinary customer experience. And you've got a couple of different ways to do it. You know, we always talk about this. It's the sales guy or salesperson that's picking up the phone because their customer is having an issue. It's the CTO. It's the high-level engineer. It's, you know, all of these folks that are more than capable of answering the call. It's just that their time is better spent elsewhere. You know, a couple of things that we saw with these companies as well is this ability to, you know, stand up against the bear, you know, look bigger than they are, say that they've got a tech support team where they really do. It's just supported by the help team.
And you know what? That also makes me think about that guy who's answering the phone. You know, maybe if it's the 9 to 5, it makes sense. He's sitting at his desk making phone calls, and a phone call comes in, he's happy to answer it. But I think one of the reasons that NRF actually made a lot of sense for us is because these retailers aren't just working 9 to 5. I mean, they're going to be open 8 to 8 and then again on the weekends. And, you know, when it's out of those business hours, is it easy? Is it possible to get the support that you need? You know, if you're a retailer and it's a Friday night, if it's a Saturday morning, you don't want to be stuck waiting until Monday if some system goes down.
Yeah, absolutely. Time is money, right?
All right. So NRF was great. CES was great. I don't think we have anything imminent coming up now. So, you know, let's get back to our basics. Let's go for some tech support horror stories.
Oh, wow.
Do we have anything this week?
You know, I don't know if we really have anything that's, you know, super on point, but I think that the thing that comes to mind is, you know, this variety and this need for customer support. And, you know, one of the things that I heard recently from one of our helpsters was that they were supporting a call from one of our clients who actually administered tests. And so the folks that would call in were ones that were, you know, maybe trying to log in or, you know, connect to printers or whatever it was. And so our helpster was receiving the call, you know, how can I help you? And it turned out that the person was just calling to complain that the other test taker was making too much noise. Probably not something that you'd want to be woken up at, you know, 5 or 6 in the morning when these tests are going on, or, you know, even on the weekends, if you were the one that would have regularly had to field that one.
Yeah, I guess we're not exactly a therapist service. We don't want people calling us just to vent. And I don't know, unless that other test taker was a robot, I'm not sure there's much tech support we can really offer there. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the reality, is that no matter how perfect your system is, there's always a human element. And that's where tech support becomes vital.
Yeah, and we always talk about, you know, case deflection, right? That's our goal. You know, 90% of the cases that we're deflecting are tech support cases. You know, 10% of them are silly things. Wrong phone number called. You know, maybe a complaint about the test taker next door. You know, all these different things that, you know, just end up being something that divert attention. And if you don't have to deal with them, all the better.
That's fair. All right, well, this is week 16 of the Help Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Vroom, vroom.